George Archery Podcast.
Right here on the Georgia Archery Network.
Well, let's see how this thing works. We're trying to get this thing to work. Welcome, everybody, to Georgia Archery's Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and as you can see, I have my co-host with me, Robbie Surface. What's going on, Robbie?
What's going on, everyone?
How's the world treating you, buddy?
Oh, dude, it's better than I deserve. How about yourself?
I hear you. I'm doing well. Well-traveled here lately, but still doing well. I didn't get, knock on some wood, I didn't get sick, so that was a plus after.
That's always a plus when you do some traveling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then turn around, did more traveling and still come back, and I didn't have to, I still didn't get sick, so I'm happy about that. But it's been a little while since we talked, Robbie, so what you been up to? Like, we talked about it,
Earlier in the month. Or January.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like about a month now. So,
yeah.
What's up?
Oh, just working, man. Went to a buying show this past week in Jackson, Mississippi from one of the distributors and bought some electric bikes and some fishing stuff and deer stands and whatnot. But, you know, just doing the whole working thing.
Electric bikes.
Bikes. You know, them little things you... We're going to be running around the shop. We're going to race to the target and see who can get there the fastest to hang a target face.
What brand was you buying?
Predator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. But that's all you've been doing?
Yeah, dude, just working, doing I've got a different podcast that I've been doing.
You cheating on me on the side there.
No. It's
totally
it's
different.
My outdoor side of things.
Yeah.
Chasing it outdoors.
Chasing it outdoors is a thing you're working on, and that's y'all are moving things forward. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is dedicated to archery.
Strictly archery.
Yeah. And what you're dedicated to is hunting and fishing and outdoors, you know.
Anything that you can chase outdoors is what Chasing It Outdoors is about.
And, that's right.
You know, I'm trying to grow that platform.
Okay.
I got some YouTube videos up of some hunts. I got one of the wife killing her first buck, and only buck, actually.
Yep.
Got Abby killing a couple of does and a pig as well. So, you know, just doing the dang thing, you know.
I hear you. Well, we missed you at the ATA show, buddy.
I wanted to be there. I'd have liked to have been there, but from a business standpoint, it just we could not make it make sense to go.
I understand.
But we ultimately decided to go to the Ferris show, which is where I've been this past week.
Ferris Brothers.
Because from a business standpoint, it just made more sense to do that. I had planned to go to the ATA and you know, looking at numbers and savings. There wasn't enough savings to offset the cost of going.
Yep.
Where Ferris, I mean, those guys, they cover your room costs. They help travel costs and whatnot, and then they feed you.
Mm-hmm.
So from a business standpoint, it just made more sense.
And you are buying a lot of products that they have that I wouldn't buy.
I mean, we bought a bunch of fishing stuff. I mean, our store's got you know, bass fishing. We're expanding on the crappie fishing side. We're looking at bringing in live crickets and minnows. And like I said, we're getting electric bikes. Of course, you know, y'all got deer stands and whatnot, which we do too.
You got a lot more that they cover.
Yeah, yeah. We've got waders and boots and clothing and, you know, if it's hunting or fishing related, if we don't have it yet, we're working on getting it.
Well, that's you know, that's what it is. But I tell you what, it was a little smaller show. You know, it was quaint. It was nice. You could get to the booth. You know, there's been years that we've been where there's 1,000 people there and you're bumping elbows and you don't get what you got to get done because you're too busy waiting to do what the other. So that part was good. You know, of course, the first, the Outtech is always fun, and then the Mossy Oak sponsored was fun. So got to, you know, my favorite thing of the show still is, I posted it on Georgia Archery, is the freaking weight system that Hamsky put out. That is freaking slick. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, with not going to the ATA and going where I you know, the show that I did go to, I didn't see that. No. So there's some things that I would have seen had I gone to the ATA, deep down inside really wanted to.
Yep.
The Hamsky weight system,
yep.
That fletching jig from OMP.
Yeah, well, it's been out.
Scotty talked about on TikTok.
It's the fletching jig is a nice jig. There's no doubt about it. But they've had it for a year and just haven't shipped. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get it in.
Yeah, they had a coding issue or something. Yeah, uh-huh.
And then a Spot Hog's new site.
That's another one that I really wish I could have put in my hands.
That is a slick thing. It's probably the best site they've ever built. You know, you can always take a Spot Hog off, you know, drive nails with it, put it back on, and keep shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some things that I always said, you know, the windage adjustment was always felt a little sloppy to me. They fixed that. It's a lot better. And the cool part,
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, and the cool part is it comes in all the mounts.
Yep.
And it has an offset bracket on it so that you don't have to, like, try to run your windage all the way one way to get it to fit. So, yeah, it's
all
a nice, it's a,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a really nice sight, and I really liked it. That was one thing, you know, new. And then the fastest crossbow on the planet, you know.
The new 10-point.
And it cocks, shoots, and it was quiet, comparative, what I would think. You know what I mean?
For a crossbow, yeah.
For a crossbow.
And it's got the new,
yep.
the retent.
Yep, click them, click in
the
system.
The detent
system. So that
system you, in it to lock that bolt in place,
exactly.
Which I really like, which was
yep.
really what set 10-point over, or excuse me, Raven over 10-point, in my opinion, was the knocking system.
Yes.
And they've come up with a way
to get around that
loop, or, you know, that patent
for
the loophole. So mm-hmm. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, it was nice. And they have a new pod for a crossbow pod that can actually work for anything, like the bog pod with the clamp. It's pretty
mm-hmm.
it's pretty slick. So those were just a few of the things at the ATA show that I saw and I liked. And it was in St. Louis, so we got to see the arch as we went by. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was actually a little chilly up there. we got snow on the last day.
Snow
on the last day. So we went out to eat at a, you know me, I got to find a barbecue joint, right? So we went to eat at a barbecue joint, and then you know, walking back, it was snowing. So, but it wasn't bad, and we did good. Come back here for a little while, and then I packed up and I headed up north again to Lancaster. So
that's a tournament that I've wanted to go to for a long time. I'm kind of jealous that you got to go.
I
understand why,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we had Georgia had a really good turnout at, you know, Georgia Archers came in full force. There was a bunch of Georgia Archers at the Lancaster shoot. It really was.
Yes, there was.
And the weather was not. It was hot. It was
really.
Yeah, it was not cold at all. We were hotter in Lancaster than they were here in Georgia, two of the 3 days or 4 days that we were there. So,
wow,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. But you know, because they have been snowed out, right? You know, but,
oh yeah, most definitely.
Rob's done a great job with that tournament. It has grown 20 years. The joke was, how do you keep somebody from shooting a 660s? You tack $50,000 on the
and nobody shot a 660.
That's right. Tell somebody you can win $50,000 just shooting a 660. Well, yeah, then it didn't happen. I mean,
you listened to the podcast with I think it's James and Stefan and there's another gentleman I'm not familiar with, and they brought that up, you know, about shooting for 50.
Yeah.
And I know one done it. And they were saying that, you know, they would not have been disappointed if they had shot the 660, won the 50K, and not made the shootout or, you know, got busted in the first round of a limb.
100%. Yep. 100%.
And I'm walking away with 50.
Yeah.
Yep. See ya.
See ya. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you got 20 for winning, 50 for freaking shooting perfect.
Yeah.
But I will say the shoot down was amazing. Rob has put on a show. I mean, when watching it, you watched part of it, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I have.
The show is there. You know, they put on a show for that whole thing, and
which is what we need.
Yep, in archery.
I mean, you go to a football game and it comes down to the fourth quarter with 30 seconds to go, and you know the underdog comes back and wins. I mean, that's a show. You know, Braves win it in the bottom of the ninth. That's a show.
I'm
not taking anything away from Vegas or any of the ASA shoot downs, but there's not. I mean, I ain't gonna say there's no excitement.
No.
But there's not the lights and the smoke, if you will. And we need some of that.
Rumor has it that there's going to be some pyrotechnics for next year.
We need some of that.
And so it was a great shoot down. Some of my highlights of the shoot down is the bare bow guy hits the 12 to carry on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just okay.
Bare bow.
Yeah, bare bow
shoots a
12,
27 diameter size circle.
Yep,
412.
Yep,
to move on.
Well, to be able to just continue to tie the match.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. And then Stefan decided he wanted to just change the game. He stepped out there, hit that button on the first go, and says, boys, this is the way we're going to play this. We're going to shoot 12s. And from then on, they shot 12s.
And they talked about that in the Bow Junkie podcast, how they went end after end after end after end and just was just
– every round had to have a 12. Yep.
And they did that in practice.
Yep.
And it actually was a good thing that they had done it because – now Stefan's up on the stage and he needs to be able to count on hitting that 12, and he was able to do it.
Yeah, but he lived by the sword and he died by the sword because he missed one. And, you know,
that's the price you pay to play the game. I mean, you're only going to hit that circle so many times.
100 times. You're 100% right. But so those were my highlights of the shoot. Getting to see all my friends, you know, archery friends at the ATA show, and then turn around and go to the Lancaster shoot. Which means that I didn't make it to Vegas. So
that's going on right now.
It is happening right now. So they've actually
– as we speak.
We are recording this on Friday evening. Some people have already shot their first round, and they were finishing up the and they were fixing to do the lucky dog when I cut it off and me and you started talking. So,
yeah, I saw where Perkins shot a 30X. I don't know about anybody else.
That was the only one, as far as I know, the only one that did. And then I cut it off because I was trying to get this thing going. So
here we are.
But, Georgia had a lot of archers at Lancaster, and two made the shoot down. So if you're watching the shoot down, you can see two of your fellow Georgia archers in the shoot down. Of course, Griv, you know, in the senior pro class, he made the cut, and then he had to go shoot against whoever. Anyway, he moved through. And then Caitlin Smith was shot in the Youth Female Open, which is a George.
Way to go, Caitlin.
Yeah, she's a that.
Where's she out of?
She shoots with George. She actually lives in Madison. That whole Smith family is a good group of kids. You probably know Tim shoots a recurve. Tim Smith.
You've probably met him
because it's a crowd of Smiths when they come. So, but congratulations to both of them because I mean that's
for sure.
You know, there was almost 3,000 people there. So,
wow.
Shooters, archers,
truly gone.
Archers, yeah.
Truly grown.
But so who else shot? Let's see. We had Lancaster. Since we had Lancaster, we had the first, I guess, I would say one of the first
3D
shoots. Because RBO was supposed to have a shoot the week before, and it was cold because of the weather, right? So I guess R&D broke the season out with the first 3D shoot of the year, and they're doing some things different. They got some raffles and some things that they're giving for people who come out and shoot with them, trying to get, you know, help generate the crowd.
Yeah, they had a really good turnout.
Yeah, 64 archers. So
they had a really good turnout.
Yep. and they were
at the same time as Lancaster going on, and you know that's a really good turnout.
Yeah, but you know a lot of times that first 3D with good weather.
Oh yeah, everybody's itching to get outside and shoot arrows outside.
Cabin fever has kicked in. Yep.
Yeah, we've been stuck inside for so long now. It's time to go shoot some foam.
100%. So yeah, that's
broke mine out a little bit today and shot a few arrows.
Wow, did you? I looked at mine. I moved it from, for about 4 foot one way or the other. I had to get something out of my release pouch.
Well, I got to start working with the S30A kids here that are not accustomed to shooting 3D. I mean, it's new for all of our kids, so I've got to at least get it where I can draw the bow back. Not be able to hit anything with it, but I got to get it where I can draw the bow back.
Make it look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I understand.
Play the part.
I understand. But also the S3DA regional at White County 4-H, mm-hmm. It was their first regional for them to ever host one. And so they had 100 archers at that event. So that was
great
good.
Turnout.
That's a darn good turnout. And in 2 weeks, the S3DA has their state championship. There's only one more regional left, and it just happens to be down there in your neck of the hood.
My neck of the hood.
But
coming up this weekend.
Next
weekend, yep. Technically.
Next weekend. There will be a podcast between now and then.
Feels like it feels like the weekend's already come and gone because my week's been so jacked up from traveling.
I understand. But so who's shooting this weekend? Vegas is shooting this weekend, right?
Yep. And Vegas is shooting.
And who else is shooting?
We've got Ogeechee Bowman.
Yep.
Shooting. They've got an ASA qualifier.
Down in Savannah. Yep. So you can definitely go down there and shoot that. And
that's the first ASA qualifier of the year, too.
I'm assuming it is. Yes, sir. I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, if you don't see your date or we don't talk about your date because we missed your date, send us an email, send us a message.
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
There you go. Well, I just updated it by a lot in the last 2 days. I didn't know Fort Valley Gun Club was doing archery.
You know, I was looking today. I need to get with Jeremy Wallace down at Life Outdoors, too. Theirs needs to be on there.
Yep. Well, that's the, what do they call it, Bullseye?
Or maybe they are on there.
I just put Bullseye on there in the last 2 days, too. So.
Well, that may have been why I didn't see it then.
I think that's them.
It's in and around Vidalsta. I forget the name of the town.
Yeah, I couldn't. But anyway, I added a bunch. And you can find that calendar on the Georgia Archery webpage at
GeorgiaArchery.com.
We got this down pat.
It's like we ain't missed a beat.
For real. But, if you don't have it, just send us a message. Send Robbie, me, whoever. I'm actually working on a form so that you can just fill it out and it'll automatically put the date on it. And once I approve it, I don't have to type it twice, you know. But I also
getting
put
technical on us.
I also put the Empire Archers, whatever the Imperial, whatever they are. They're in Savannah also, or they're at Richmond Hill. I put all their dates on there because they got a qualifier coming up. And, you know, Gainesville's and Sweetwater's and whoever else. I put a bunch of them on there this week, so there's a bunch more on there. And I was, you know, it's like these two names that we hadn't talked about in the past, like, the one in Forsyth, you know, the gun club. That's, you know, it's like, where'd that come from? But I found it, the Fort Valley. So, I found it, so I posted it. So that's how that's going to work. But so as we go, we'll talk about who's shooting, who's doing. Talked about this traveling league thing or this virtual league or the state league. I've had several people ask me about it. I've actually got 6 or 10 scores in. But we've done some updating, so I haven't updated the legality paperwork yet. But what we're going to do is you just have to shoot one of each of the scores in the time frame of whatever. Not we're going to shoot this first, this second, this third. If you turn in all 3 scores, you're in the hunt. It doesn't make a darn if you turn the 5 spot in first and then the Vegas round.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
That'll somewhat make it easier for people.
For this year, that's, you know, because it was, you know, late, last
minute. Kind of new, late to the game.
Exactly. And one other thing, the 11 years old and under can shoot all of the games at 10 yards.
11 and under shoot at 10 yards.
Yes.
Okay.
So the 11 and under group can shoot at 10 yards because they do that in S3DA. They do it.
Can or will or need to. I mean.
Well, you're, in other words, if you turn a score in and it's at 10 yards, it counts.
Okay.
If you want to shoot it at 20 and count it against the kids that are shooting at 10, more than welcome to.
I'd shoot it at 10.
I'd shoot it at 10, too.
Let's make the playing field equal for all.
Yep. So just that's why that was the thing is some of the kids were like, well, okay, I don't shoot 20. I mean, there was a young man at Lancaster with some S3DA kids, and he's like, I haven't shot past 10 yards yet indoor. So that's why he didn't shoot Lancaster, but his brother did, you know. And I'm like, well, that's cool. We'll get you there. Matter of fact, I made the video Lancaster talking to PJ, and it was just because I, you know, he got PJ to sign his hat. So I was pointing out all the people and say, hey, can you sign his hat? Hey, can you sign, you know, all the people that I knew that were pros or whatever.
You were an autograph advocate.
Yes, I was advocating for autographs. And then somebody goes, well, what is PJ? Why is PJ, you know, what is he pro at? I say he's pro at talking to Ellis about everything that's going on, you know.
He's a broadcast pro.
He's the broadcast pro, for sure. But, yeah, so I made a little snippet, and they said, well, I saw you talking to PJ. So that's what that happened there, so. But, yeah, so that's what we're going to do on the league is we're going to do the update so that you can 11 and under can shoot at 10 yards on all the events, the Vegas event, the, you know, the scoring, all of it. We're just going to make them go to 10 yards, and then you can shoot your score at any time, which helped with a lot of the kids in S3DA that I talked to and coaches from S3DA I talked to.
Because they got so many events going on.
They got so many things going on. I'm like, hey, do it whenever, you know, whenever you're ready. You just do it, you know. So,
and just get the scores turned in.
Yes, just get the scores turned in. That's all we want. And figure it out, and we'll celebrate them. And then next year, it'll just be bigger and better because you know it's coming, you know.
Right.
And then already did some talking about 3D to several people about doing the same thing, you know.
Well, I still need a range. We need a range. If someone listening to this podcast knows that, you know, where a range is, let me know. Shoot us an email at georgiaarchery.com or georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Yep.
Shoot me a personal Facebook message. I mean, get a hold of me somehow. We need a range.
I hear you. Well, y'all heard it here first. So Robbie needs a 3D range. So if you got half a range, he'll take that. And then at least he gets some starter. That's right. And then maybe he can find somebody else that got another half. Who knows? If not, he needs whatever it is now.
Yeah, if not, if we can't find something quicker than later, sooner rather than later, then we'll, you know, we'll work with him, you know, getting one from an ASA.
Yeah, but it's still, that just puts you delayed. Mm-hmm. So, and I understand that, you know, but hey, who knows? So.
Yep.
But,
yep, that's where we are.
Oh, I know, that's where we are. So, let's see. We covered most everything for this week.
I believe so.
The plan is for us to get on tour on a more regular basis. We had Lancaster. We had this. You had travel. I had travel. I had ATA back and forth the whole nine. So, we're hoping to get back on a regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
Record it on Wednesdays. See how this recording comes out because we're actually – everybody's listening to this. But I am video recording it, so it may go out as a video recording if everything works like it's supposed to. And if it does, I have a different button that I reach up there and hit, and we can actually do this in front of everybody.
We can go live.
We can go live.
Live on the interwebs.
On the interwebs, and I can go live in multiple places at the same time.
Yeah, YouTube, so, Facebook, Chap Snyder's.
Oh, there you go. Where can you find us at?
Well, we can get them all.
That's right.
You can find us on Chap Snats, Twitter.
Yep.
The Gram.
Yep.
The book.
Yep.
GeorgiaArchery.com.
That's right. And the TikTok.
And the Tiki Talk. Yeah, I saw that. George Archery's now on the Tiki Talk.
Tiki Talk, that's right. George Archery's on the Tiki Talk. So, you know, go follow us in all of those social medias. We need to grow our followers.
And ultimately the reason why we are pushing and wanting to grow is ultimately the same reason why Georgia Archery even exists, is to continue to grow the sport in the state of Georgia.
Exactly. And the more we have followers, the more people know about us, the more other shops can call us. Reeves Archery, I talked to him this last week, different things that, and I've never been to his shop. And so we talked about a couple of different things, and I've had some phone calls for some other people and doing some few new things with some different, and I'm like, we're celebrating the sport of archery and archery wherever it is. So, if it's in Leesburg, if it's in Social Circle, if it's in
Commerce, Savannah,
or Savannah,
Austin, wherever it's
Isla, Canton, wherever, that's what we're. That's the plan. So, Woodstock. I mean, the plan is to do and promote and get because it's just an easier place to find stuff, and that's why we're trying to put everything in one spot. So
right, and you've done a good job with that. I mean, having that calendar is so beneficial. Being able to go to one spot,
yep,
look and see who's shooting, find the spot that's find the range that's closest to you, and
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you've done a good job with putting that together.
Well, thank
you. And it's a nice tool to have, yep, not only for myself, but for every Georgia archer.
That's right.
That shoots a bow and that wants to compete or go watch someone compete.
Watch somebody,
get interested in seeing what it's all about. You know, we posted a flyer that Ms. Tamron made the other day. You know, just, hey, if you want to learn more about the S30A program
and see
what
y'all next Saturday.
Archery and the kids is all about, come on down and just watch.
That's right. And that's what you got to do.
Is Georgia Archery coming to the tournament?
Georgia Archery will be at Leesburg next Saturday.
Wow. So we might actually get to do a podcast like in person.
In person. I'm bringing my equipment. You have equipment. We're going to figure this out. So, you have equipment at home and I have this, and you did buy a piece.
I got the same thing you got.
But
it works.
But I got several headsets though. Mm-hmm. So I can just bring the headset if I have to. So
yeah, bring it on.
Plus I got my video stuff and I'm working on that too. Like you said, you can find us at, www.georgiaarchery.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, which is now called X.
I ain't used to that.
And, now on TikTok. So, follow us on all the social medias. Plus, on the podcast, you can find this podcast on almost every. I went through and checked since the first one went out. You can find it on Podbean. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Apple. You can find it on Google. I went and checked them to make sure that they were pushed back out like they were supposed to, because it's been a while since they've been pushing. And you can listen to it on YouTube, because it actually pushes it out to YouTube as a video or an audio, depending on how we push it. So, we're hoping to get this back started. And, I appreciate, I miss this a lot, Robbie. I really do.
Oh, yeah, dude. It 3.5 years or whatever it was long enough.
Oh, for
time
sure.
Time
to get back at it. We're going to do our thing. And we're going to do a lot of things. Robbie's going to, he'll go somewhere and he'll film and we'll, clip pieces of it, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We're going to interview some different people in the archery world.
I've already communicated with one of them when we get him on here, it will be I can't spill too many beans. It's gonna be fire.
It's gonna be fire.
It's gonna be fire.
Yeah, I bet. But let's see, I guess that's it, right? We're good.
I don't have anything, man. Just looking forward to next weekend's S30A tournament here in Leesburg, which will be the first time that there's ever been one.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. You know, looking forward to continuing to watch the Vegas shoot this weekend.
And, yes, sir. Me too.
Tomorrow we are actually having a birthday party for myself here at the house because I turned 40 this year in just a few days. So
I know it.
We're going to have a birthday bash here tomorrow evening.
All right. Well, I guess until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.